When a woman makes more than a man, it can lead to a divorce. That's what some reports say. But then we have another person saying, hold up, not so fast. This woman, I'm going to butcher her name. I apologize. It's Jennifer Pettigrilli. I don't know. She's the author of a book called Couples That Work, and she argues that couples across the U.S., at least, they find themselves in a double primary career where both people have jobs. Nobody's really taking a back seat in the workforce, and they say that with that, there's more salary going around and that couples aren't struggling as much as they might have been, and actually they're reporting higher levels of satisfaction among couples globally. So I'm wondering, I think we all are, 833-563-2539. I don't know how many guys would call in admitting that they're being butthurt by it, but women, if you are the bread earner in your relationship or in your family, have you had any issues with that? Because I'll speak as just the man in my relationship with my wife. My wife, Lindsay, does really well, and I'm very proud of her. She's continuing to climb in her career despite moving across the country because of me. And I would have no problem, though, if she actually was the bread earner and made more money than me. I'd say bring it on. That'd be great. But then again, I'm not in that situation. Maybe I'd feel insecure because it's got to be insecurity, right?
It's very interesting to me because I wonder if it's a control thing. And also, I know, and I'm just going to be very honest, I have lots of girlfriends that are like, or people that are in unhappy relationships, and women in particular feel like, you know, say they don't work full time anymore because they have three children. Maybe things have gone south. They don't feel like they can leave. They don't feel like they can because they're financially dependent upon a man. So it's just very interesting to me. And I also, you know, money is the number one source of fights amongst couples.
And divorce. Financial.
And divorce. So if both are thriving and doing well, but I'm not a man, so I don't know if that makes you feel...
I can only speak for myself. So that's why we want to hear from both women and men at 833-563-2539. I'm not in that position, but my wife does well. I would like to think that I wouldn't be insecure. Only reason I would be is like if she held it over my head.
See, I think, okay, so remember when you're like, Lindsay, stop ordering stuff online, which a lot of people say to their significant others. But should she be the earner, I feel like she would be like, no, like I'm bringing it in. Like you can't tell me.
Yeah,
I
would have a problem with that, but I think that's just related to like I hate us having so much crap.
But you know, you get what I'm saying.
No, I totally get what you're saying. It's like, Well, I make the money, I can make the decisions. But I'll tell you right now, I'm in the house and quote unquote, I make the money. She does well herself, but it's like, no, my wife makes all the decisions.
We know who the boss is.
Women wear the pants in my house, okay, despite what people think. Let's go to Sarah. Sarah, you're on Joe McKenzie. Have you been in that position where you were kind of the bread earner?
I have, and I'm self-employed, and it has ended in a divorce.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So when you said that, I think it all comes down to insecurities and not being confident enough. It takes a strong man to be able to support and be happy and be for the woman making more money than him. I think it all comes down to insecurities and being confident enough.
Is that what happened with you then? Is that why the divorce happened? Was it insecurity and fighting about that, or was it something totally different?
It was insecurities which caused cheating. But when you're insecure and you don't feel confident enough because of one situation, other things kind of like multiply, like magnify in your eyes. And that's what sends it, yeah.
Wow. Well, hey, thank you for sharing that. Yeah. And way to go out there and be an entrepreneur and do your thing.
That's independent woman.
That's tough for a man or a woman, but kicking butt and taking names. So I'm sure there's a good dude out there that would appreciate that. Let's go to Ryan. What did you want to say, Ryan? What's the issue?
I was going to say this. Pretty much same thing she said was the issue would be male ego.
Oh, okay. So you think it's male ego driven?
Yeah.
Would you have a problem with that, Ryan, if the lady was making more?
No, but I have done some work on my ego.
Okay.
That's very mature of you.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like you have no ego now to admit that. Dang it, Ryan, you're such a good dude. Stop it. Let's go to Anonymous at 833-563-2539. Anonymous, you're on Joe McKenzie. What did you want to say?
I agree with the other callers. I think it's just all about the attitude of the man you're with. I actually was married before and got divorced because my career was bigger than his, and it made him feel like less of a man, maybe. I'm not sure. But, you know, I'm in a different relationship now, and it's not a problem at all.
Very
so I think
cool.
It's just all about the person.
When you were in your previous relationship, did you feel like you were trying to, like, dim your shine a little bit just because it was causing issues?
Yeah, definitely. Like, he would want me to pass up on opportunities because he just didn't like the way it made him feel, even though it was best for our family.
Yeah, right. See, that's dumb. If Lindsay's like, hey, I got this opportunity to get promoted in my company and I'll make more money too. No, stay where you're at. Don't advance your career. I would hope I'm a dumb guy, but I hope I'm not that dumb and insecure in my marriage that I would do that, because that makes no sense, Anonymous.
And I think there's a trap, too, that someone could call another person selfish for trying to go after their dreams. When you're born and like with a dream, with a vision, and you don't feel fulfilled until you reach it, someone who doesn't have that drive or doesn't feel that way will never understand it.
I think being selfish in a relationship with career stuff, it is possible, but that's totally different, though. That's putting all your wants and needs... I'll be honest here, just to throw this one out here. Me taking this job, Lindsay didn't want me to take it. She didn't want me to move here. Where we were at, things were going. Like, it was kind of a bit of contention for a little bit. She's cool now, but just pulling back the therapy curtain, if you guys want some real stuff here, mm-hmm. I kind of was selfish, and I told her, I'm like, well, I'm taking this job no matter what. So we've worked through that,
right?
But I can totally see the selfish part of it now as we're talking about this. I'm like, oh.
Is that hard, though? Is she resentful at all? If like you're like complaining, you're like, well, is she like, we moved here for you because you wanted to do it.
We took a risk leaving where we were at because I was in a very small market, but it did very well. And it was a great place. And now we're doing really well here, which thank God for that. And thank you for listening. But I think she was more mad, not that we were moving because she wasn't necessarily in love with where we were at. But it's just the point of it's like, well, I'm in this relationship, too. I'm not a dummy. I have a job, and I have to change everything for you.
Yeah.
So you're right. There's a selfish part right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like a turd. Andrew, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's going on?
Hey, Joe. So I'm married to a doctor, and I work construction, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the only reason that people have problems with this is because they're selfish. Because when you look at a relationship, like the way Lindsay and you didn't want you to come here and you wanted to come here, really, the question should have been, what's best for us? You have to look at you and your partner as an individual, not yourselves, if that makes sense.
No, it totally makes sense. And I'll be honest, like, I think I struggle with looking at it that way. I don't think I'd be insecure with her making more money necessarily, but I think at the time, though, I was kind of, as we mentioned, one of the things to think about is being selfish, and I kind of probably was.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, I understand and can relate completely to your wife because, I mean, between college and med school and residency, I mean, I've moved like 5 times.
Wow.
To get a job. Yeah. But, I mean, at the end of this road, there's this pot of gold that you guys have worked together to earn.
Mm-hmm.
Because, trust me, it's a group effort. She does the hard work by going there every day. But you got to have a house put together at home. You have to have all the food cooked, the laundry. I mean, gender roles are just kind of junk. People...
Andrew, you and I should just be stay-at-home dudes.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I'm in.
Yes. All right. Andrew and I are starting a stay-at-home dad petition or dude petition. Thanks, buddy.
You would be great at that, Joe.
I think I would be.
You just play COD all day.
Yeah,
but you would have to get stuff done.
She'd be like, oh, I heard you ranked up 5 levels today. I'm so proud of you. Adrian, we'll wrap up with you. It's Joe McKenzie, and we were reading about how they say women that make more money, it could be bad for the relationship, actually have a higher rate of divorce, which kind of blew our minds. What do you think?
I mean... No, because I make more than my husband, about $1.50 more. And it actually helps because, like, when it comes to bad incidents, like, we just had an unfortunate incident where he was out of work for the rest of the week, but he had to make sure that I got back and forth because I get paid more. So both of them, at the end of the day, if you combine them, it all equals out to the same anyway. But it just depends on who you have as a partner. If you have an egotistical partner, then it could cause a problem. I'm lucky enough I don't.
That's good. Hey, Adrian, thank you for calling this morning. If you couldn't get through, why don't you tweet us and let us know what you think about this. It's Joe McKenzie. Or if you want to slide in the DMs, I get the anonymous part on Instagram. It's Joe McKenzie. Coming up next, we got your dummy of the day. And I'm not surprised by what was found in this person. They were trying to smuggle something.
Oh, no.
I'm just surprised, like, how much.
Please don't tell me keistering.